Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That's right. The one and only, the legend, Brian Mitchell joining us from Detroit. Good morning, B.
What up, man? I was here early. I was here at 9:15.
Yeah, I knew
the
you were there.
Comrade showed up late.
Whatever was going on with the connection just sucked. B. Mitch is out there in Detroit for the Commanders draft.
I'm leaving early to get here, and damn comrades don't work.
Yeah, I've been there, man. I've been there. I spent the first 20 minutes of the show talking about they were served a fastball down the middle of the plate, and they knocked it out of the park. You draft Jaden Daniels, you get an absolute stud playmaker that doesn't turn the ball over. This is what everybody should want.
I think so, and I think, you know, he's a electric player, something that you need. People just look at the actual. Well, we want the football aspect to be legit, but hell, when you're building, trying to think about building a team back up to where it used to be, you need something to bring that along, and the quarterback position is as exciting as any to get it done. I talked to the young man last night, also stood next to him, and I think a lot of people just like to say things, okay? He's not a giant, but you know what? He's not just some little damn rail either.
Did he look in person?
I didn't think he looked skinny. I just think he looked more like one of the fit dudes, you know what I mean?
Like a guy that runs 7 miles a day kind of guy?
Yeah, like a muscular guy, but, you know, he's not fat like most of us are. So, you know, that's the whole thing where you don't have those lumps and bumps in other spots. So, but I think he's a dude who understands this game of football. He's smart. I want people to stop limiting who he really is by saying, oh, you know, he runs. He does every damn thing else too. He deciphers. He figures out defenses. He goes through progressions. You know, he's damn good in the pocket. Give him all that credit as well. Let's stop sticking on these little things that are thrown out to try and knock. You know, Tanner said it yesterday where we see guys and we don't ever discuss what they do well. We find one thing that they do not well and we try to overblow it. And a lot of the things that we say about guys in this draft was not even real stuff. It's stuff that people just threw out there.
I think it's interesting. I don't want – I kind of started by saying, like, of the months of pre-draft process kind of force us into this world where reports and rumors and speculation become real, and then draft day allows those to go back into the shadows, right? And we can just talk about the player. And I think, like, if you're a Commanders fan and – people want to say they watch tape. You don't have to watch tape. You don't have to bother trying to track down all 22 and blah, 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 blah. Just type in Jaden Daniels on YouTube.
I don't even like hearing people say it, RJ.
Just type in Jaden Daniels on YouTube and watch the highlights and get excited.
Think about that. Okay, we've had people that are considered reputable media people, and also some of these people were former front office people who sit up here and they only want to look at the highlights of one quarterback, but they refuse to give the credit to the highlights of the other quarterback. Does that make sense? Is that fair? you know, oh, I just want to see his highlights. Well, the other guy got more highlights than him, and why the hell are you not looking at his highlights?
Yeah.
Why are you trying to sit up here and talk about things that you think instead of things that you know?
I'm with you there. Real quick, so we got the stream going, as much people watching. Apparently, we couldn't hear B-Mitch for a second, but now we can, and Jeff saved the day. I don't know if
Jeff always try to save the day.
I think that's awesome. I think you have a good point there, B. Like, the folks that wanted Drake May were like, oh, man, when you watch his good throws, you know there's something there. So why isn't there something there when you watch Jaden? Like,
when you watch his good throws, there's something there. The other guy had way more good throws. Why isn't that something there?
I think there is, and I'm just going to try to operate in a world. I mean, at some point, we'll open the phone lines up, and if people are upset, they can voice their opinion. But I think the people that were anti-Jaden were largely kind of nameless, faceless Twitter bots. And it was one thing if you preferred somebody else but still understood that Jaden is an elite prospect, you know, like, and now, all right, they drafted Jaden, I'm all the way in on him. I think today, last night, is such a reason to be excited. And I think the fact that there was really be, by the end of this thing, no real speculation. Like, there was no mystery to it. There wasn't a whole lot of intrigue. Mm-hmm. And I think it's almost like there's a more subdued response. But, I mean, you were in Detroit, and there were a bunch of Commanders fans. I imagine the people there were going nuts.
Yeah, they were going nuts. And I can be honest with you, though, as it got closer for them to make the decision, boy, I felt like I was getting picked.
Get nervous?
Oh, dude. It was like, what the hell is going to happen here? And then it started to look like we basically had expected. Until number, what was it, 8, 7, whenever the
Penix.
Falcons pick. But you know what? I understand their concern as well.
Yeah, I think we almost break that off into its own thing. I know just because I had to do – I was live on NBC4 last night a bunch, and we had a reporter at the – I guess the Commanders had a draft party downtown last night at Franklin Hall. I wonder if that was like a invited thing or whatever. But the folks that were there, I saw them on television. They were thrilled and fired
they
up.
Were.
I just they think – Jeff said it this morning that his Ashburn syndrome is off the charts. I think that's where you should be. They just got an absolute stud quarterback at a position they can't figure out.
Look, I received the –
They can't figure out for 30 years.
But see, this is the thing, and I think people get in their feelings. So this is the direct message, the DM. The guy said, man, well, you, Doc, and JP got what y'all wanted. Congrats. I say, if you're a fan, support him. I didn't get a response. So, in other words, you just a hater. You know what I mean? Like, you decide what you want. If you're cheering for the team, you cheer for the team to be better. And they have a prospect where they can possibly be better. And you'd rather be upset instead of trying to support the person that came in who the people that we consider smart as hell and the right people decided to pick. You know
right.
what I mean? So, I don't understand. I laugh at a lot of this stuff. I wish I could just sometimes tell them just, you know, drop all worry and have the right to just go back how I used to be and just say exactly how I think about some things sometimes. But you know what? I don't think people even worth that anymore.
Damn, B's holding back. Who on earth would have thought
that? No, I'm just saying,
going soft
like
in Detroit.
To, you know, I used to go very, very hard in the paint, but you can't do that on radio and things of that nature. And then everybody now, when you tell them the truth about something, they want to go around saying you were mean to them. You know what? I just think there's some dumbasses in the world. I'm going to just leave it at that.
I'm going to give Jeff another shout-out. Jeff just put a picture of B-Mitch in the stream. It's kind of hot, Jeff. He found your draft photo, B. Cajun's
couldn't
number
have found
one.
My draft photo. They didn't have no damn draft photos back then.
They didn't have cameras?
Huh?
There were no cameras when you were playing college football?
JP, you about to get beat up, dog.
Jeff, I think you've done good work this morning. And Landini. We're all in it together.
I don't see no picture. Where you put a picture at?
On the stream, there's a picture of you in a Cajun's uniform.
Oh, man. Come on, dog. He pulled the swamp thing in the
No,
in
it's
the
not Salton of the Swamp. It's you playing. wearing all red, okay. Looking like a blood. I'm largely with you, dude. I don't want to disagree with anybody. Like, I just want to have a cool, fun day celebrating that they got a dude that accounted for 50 freaking touchdowns last year.
Yeah.
And it's just like they have been so bad at quarterback for so long. They might have the freaking answer. Be fired up. And I think, by and large, most people are.
Yep,
and I think that's a really important delineation.
Yeah.
But, dude, I'm just going to run through the leading passer for the last few seasons, right?
Uh-huh.
Sam Howell last year. There were some highs. There were a lot of lows. He fell apart late in the season. The concerns with Howell were that he took too many sacks and turned the ball over too much. And by the end of the year, he took too many sacks and turned the ball over too much. The whole offense was broken. The whole team was broken. But he didn't fix it. The year prior to that, your leading passer. Do you know who it was, B?
Heinicke?
Taylor Heinicke. Which, we could talk about Kirk Cousins had a bad night. Taylor Heinicke had a real bad night.
No, I think more Ritter had a bad night.
Oh, yeah, he stinks.
Because he's out. He's gone.
I was right on that one, B. I told you that guy stinks, and he stinks.
You were right on that one, Jay. I got to give you credit for it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.